Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you haven't already, go ahead, like and subscribe. Share this with somebody. You're tuning in to Young Money Muggles, all things God, business, and family. You can't have one without the other. Listen, today's topic is fight or flight. And I want to talk with you about the possibilities of what could be really the reality of your life, okay? A lot of us have either fight or flight. When life happens, when problems happen, when things come about, these are the two actions that we act upon or act from. So we're going to talk about this, okay, you guys? Go ahead, like it, send it, yes, share it. All right, you guys, fight or flight. Understanding. Okay, Google, pause the music. Understanding that oftentimes when problems arise, it is our brain's automatic responsibility to protect us, to create a security, to create a way out of the problem, a solution out of it. Even if you haven't thought of the solution, give your mind, give yourself some time, and there will be a way that you can think out of it. Whether you're fighting your way through or you're flying and you're running away from the situation. So, fight or flight. Actually, I had this conversation before with people before. And if you are a flighter, you will hate me, okay? Because I am a fighter. And so while I'm trying to fight, y'all are trying to just run from the situation and think that it's going to make it better. I mean, oftentimes it can. Oftentimes it will. Oftentimes it does. But let's be honest, you guys. It's a lot better to fight and to push through it than to sit back and allow something to happen. What do you mean? When you sit back and you allow life to overtake you, it's almost as if the waves come. They just keep hitting and they keep coming and you don't get to catch your breath. But when you learn how to fight, when you learn how to take something, it's the cliche, the thing to say, make lemons, get lemons and make lemonade from it. But you're able to take the reality, take the thing that's coming at you and to use it for your benefit. Okay. That is so much better than trying to run away. That is so much better than trying to believe that it's just going to automatically just, you know, go away. Or you don't have to stress about anything, but you'll be fine. Sure. I don't choose to believe that one bit, okay, you guys? So, fight or flight. You're either going to fight your way through this thing. You're either going to push. You're either going to be committed, even in the hard times. I have this scripture for you. They said it Sunday, and it's just been resonating with me all week. I've been reading it over and over again. Hebrews 12 and 11, okay? No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. When you fight instead of running, and you fight through and you push through for the discipline, for the sake of disciplining yourself, whether you're trying to start something new in your business or whether you're trying to pursue a new habit or pursue a new adaptability in your business or in your life. When you're going after it and you fight instead of running away from problems, it produces a peace. My proposition to you. You can't find a remote.
Yeah, but.
Okay, again. Well, where did you put it last time?
I went on the bed and now I dropped on the ground.
So you want to check under your bed?
I check the
Check all
mail.
around, and if you can't, I'll go do it, okay? So, fight or flight, you guys. When it comes up, do you fight or do you just allow it to happen? Like I said, discipline. This is why I'm saying these things, okay? Discipline. When you are fighting for your freedom, these things take strength, take passage, takes where you have to want this thing. It's easier to become a slave and to go to 9 to 5 and go to mundane and go to somewhere where you're just getting the security of paycheck or security of whatever you're looking for. It's easy. Or you can fight for the freedom. You can fight to be the one to travel. You can fight to be the one to live off of your own land. You can fight to be the one to have investments and have things set up for your future and for your generations to come. This is what it's about. Fight or run. If you run, you're always going to have to deal with it. It's always going to come back up. It's always going to bring itself back around. It's always going to present itself back and say, hey, you remember me? Yeah. It was time for you to deal with this. It's time for you to handle it. It's time for you to come to a realization with this. What are you going to do? Are you going to handle this straight on? Or are you going to continue to run? Are you going to stand up? Or are you going to continue to blame others for your business problems? A lot of us need to stand up and realize that your business is up to you. You are the one who does for your business. You can't rely on anyone else, even if you have employees. All of that is down to you. Yes, sir.
Daddy, I can't find it.
You can't find it.
Yeah, look what I did.
I highly doubt, but I'm gonna go look with you, okay? You guys, listen. I'm not gonna be long, and I'm not gonna harp this because this isn't a long subject. When life comes, when troubles come, our brain is automatically wired to save us, to protect us, to flight instead of fight. But I encourage you to fight. I encourage you to push through. I encourage you to become stronger. Believe in yourself enough to know that you will make it to the other side. This is Ken the Don. Thanks for tuning in to today's Muggle Talks. Like and subscribe. I love you guys. You want to say anything? You want been on here? You want to tell them anything?
Bye.
Bye, everybody.